Today we'll be Ezer Shem be learning Daf Yud of Masechtas Kedushin. Some of the topics we're learning about include the question of Tchilas Bia Koina, Yisayf Bia Koina. Does even a partial Bia or only a complete Bia accomplish Kedushin? Psula Koin Gadol. A Koin Gadol may marry only a woman who is a Psula, a virgin, and is forbidden to marry a woman who is a Ba'ula, not a virgin. The question of Bia Nisuin Oysa or Erisin Oysa. Does Bia accomplish both Kedushin and Chuppah, and she becomes a Nesua, married? Or Bia accomplishes only Kedushin, and she's merely an Arusa, betrothed, until she performs Chuppah? The Gemara's proof that Bia Nisuin Isa from Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseris Kavuchaymer, that teaches Arusa Echeles Betruma, a Bas Yisrael who becomes an Arusa to a Kohen, may eat Truma. The Gemara's two explanations that the Kavuchaymer stands even if we were to hold Bia Erisin Isa. The two explanations to the Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseiri and ben Bagbag regarding Arusa Eicheles Betruma Midairaisa. Once she becomes an Arusa to a Kohen, she may eat Truma. However, Midirabon, Arusa Ein Eicheles Betruma Acha Tekanes L'Chuppah. The Chacham initiated that an Arusa may not eat Truma until she performs Chuppah. There is a Machlekes for the reasoning of this Takana. Some say because Shema Tishkal Achau L'Achaisa, while living in her father's home, she might give Truma to her siblings who are not Kohanim. Others say, Mishum Simfain, her husband may find a mum, a blemish, and will nullify the Kedushin L'mafreya retroactively, in which she was not eligible for Truma.